Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
From questionable wisdom to oddly relatable rants, it's Chewy's Top 10 List.
It is, and these are things Chewy believes in, just can't prove yet, right?
These are the top 10 things that I'm convinced are absolutely real, but I just can't prove it. Like number 10, companies are making products worse now, so you intentionally have to buy the new model.
I think you can prove that. I think that's true with anything coming out now.
I'm sure I probably could.
Not number like nine. It was when I was a kid.
You're right. There was a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo. I'm telling you, there was.
I'm flashing back here in my Hanes, my boxer shorts, and I seem to remember, because I had Fruit of the Loom when I was a kid, I thought there was cornucopia
there. Yes, I'm telling you, there was a cornucopia.
I know there's grapes.
Yeah, I don't care about the Mandela effect or how anybody feels about it. That was something that's real. Number eight, everyone perceives colors differently, but we all label them with the same names. Like, you might see yellow differently than I do. I'm colorblind, so clearly I do, but yeah. I think I'm just proven to do it.
Look around the room here. What's yellow?
These things on the microphone.
These things?
These flags.
They are yellow.
Okay. Yeah, they're yellow. Okay, sweet. Now that everybody
can't
see that.
Can't use that excuse anymore.
I know. Number seven, the sock that disappears in the laundry is living a better life now. Partner. No, that's you're thinking of the Lucky Sock. Yeah. The Lucky Sock is the one that
it's
is still
a whole
still
different
there.
Top 10 list, the Lucky Sock.
Yeah, and number six, in the second grade, I know Johnny Tabbitt stole my Pokemon Silver game. I know it.
Yeah.
I will die on that hill.
I told you, I gave an example earlier, and it was maybe first grade, maybe even the kindergarten, where your older brother Christian, who is now 35, by the way, blamed Brian Miller for pooping his pants.
Hey, it happens sometimes.
So if there's a 35-year-old Brian Miller out there, buddy, you owe Christian an apology.
You do. Number five of the top 10 things I'm convinced are real, but I just can't prove it yet. 5% of people actually know how to drive, and I'm in that 5%. Doc is not. Number four, pets understand the conversations that we have with them.
Well, that became a proven fact that pets, dogs, can eavesdrop on conversations.
They know English. Yeah. I guarantee it. They know English. Yeah. Number three, traffic lights turn green when I want to change a song on my phone, but they stay red when I'm alert or in a rush.
That's true.
They
That's
know
for
it.
Everybody.
They're like, this guy wants to change. Nope. Number two, money can bring happiness. I don't care what anybody says. It would make me very happy. A lot of debt would be cleared and I'd be very happy.
Yeah, you give me updates almost every day of how much would make you happy.
Yeah, with the number, and it grows every day. And finally, number one on the top 10 things I'm convinced are real, but I just can't prove it yet. And this is a hill I will die on. Cutting a sandwich diagonally gives you more sandwich.
Yeah, that's what you said, and I don't believe it for a moment, because you always ask me that. If I'm cutting a sandwich, and you're like, well, cut it diagonally for me, I get more. I'm like, you don't get any more. It's the same.
Yes, you do.
It's the same piece of real estate, isn't it?
No, you get more.
All right. Somebody agreed with you, by the way, on the Froggy text line, said, yeah, that's absolutely true.
Thank you.
You get more.
Thank you.
All right, I'll have to try it, see if I'm more full after a diagonal sandwich than one cut across, okay?
You should be.
All right.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.